Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Et les îles mortes sont prisonnières de la croissance virulente du Léviathan. Le dôme disparaît lentement, et la force qui réunissait encore les fragments du monde s'amenuise et les disparaît. Le Léviathan lui-même finit par mourir, privé de dôme, et son corps se répand comme autant de jalons funèbres sur les îles sans vie qui dérivent à jamais.
Thank you. We'll be right back. l'Éden. We'll be right back. shoulder, rubbing over the hovin. And every man a key, equal only God above him. I want to make we a goal. This is good. And I live like them a brother. And I'm good. What a joy and what a pleasure. And I help them brother up the ladder. Money a run and every man a share the treasure. No man a say them bigger and better and richer. And socialist and labor right a friend. Oh, what a pretty picture. And this is the man a try now. 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 And this is the man a try now.
Red robot drew closer. A voice boomed from the shadows.
Maximilian, stop! There is no way to welcome guests.
A bearded man stepped into the light.
I am Dr. Reinhardt, captain of the Cygnus. It's nice to have visitors after being alone for so long.
Alone?
Asked Charlie.
What about your crew?
They left in emergency shuttles when the Cygnus was disabled by a meteor storm. I remained on board, developed this robot crew, and continued my research on the black hole.
But how do you keep from being pulled into the deadly whirlpool?
Asked the captain.
I developed anti-gravity forces to hold my position. We are perfectly safe. Come, let me show you around.
Exploring on his own, Vincent met a battered robot named Old Bob, who whispered an urgent warning.
Reinhardt lied about his crew. They're still here running the ship. He turned them into robots. And the same could happen to your friends.
Come on,
shouted Vincent.
We must warn them.
After hearing Old Bob's story, Kate was shocked.
Why would Reinhardt do such a thing?
He's obsessed with the idea of going into the black hole.
Thank you.
from Hollywood. I have the brains.
This section of the country is the filthiest. I think these people, they live like pigs. They don't know how to act. I am going to teach them some lessons in manners, etiquette, and hygiene.
I say the bigger they come, the harder they fall. You might be twice as big as me, but I've wrestled women that are twice as big as me, and I've mopped the floor with them.
We'll be right back. midgets were very popular when they first started. You'd bring them in once a year, you'd sell out. So good, we'll bring them twice. But then it got to be three, four, five, and the people just got tired of it. And after all, you eat steak every meal, you get tired of steak. And that's the same thing with the women and the midgets.
Thank you. just let me go.
I'll just be out back nude getting hand jobs from the woman you love. Hand job.
My mom gave you a hand job.
Hand job.
Giving each other hand jobs.
Pussy known to mankind, huh?
Thank you.
Watch. I appreciate your understanding.
Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.